Very quickly, I promised to talk to the big kids in the back of the bus about faith. We're at the time of year when the apostles and the believers were having a roller coaster ride. Just a roller coaster ride. The triumph of Palm Sunday, the depths of Good Friday, the resurrection of the Lord on Easter. Then he appears. And what do they believe? How do they believe? How do they get their faith? How does that happen? And it's talked about in one of the readings for today that I didn't have read, in John, 20th chapter, starting at 19. And as Jesus appears to the disciples, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Don't forget, the believers were frightened out of their minds at this point. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. They're on this roller coaster ride. Jesus has come back to them and is talking to them. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven to them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, and this is where the term doubting Thomas comes from. This is one of the disciples who has been with Jesus. Pretty easy to believe someone when your Messiah is in front of you, when you can reach out and talk to him and touch him. "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." That's a pretty strong statement by one of the disciples, isn't it? A week later, the disciples were again in the house, and Thomas with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Blessed are those that have not seen and yet have come to believe. That's us. What we know of Jesus is in the Bible. We've not met Jesus. We've not touched Jesus. But we've come to believe. That's faith. Faith is, when I was talking to the kids, believing something when you can't touch or feel it. That's faith. That's an important part of faith. Now, my father was a very devout person. He went to church all the time. He was very active in his church. My father never talked religion to me. Never, ever talked religion to me. And I know some of you have heard this story. The night before he died, and I didn't know that he was going to die the next day, I was with my father. And he was having trouble. He was in the latter stages of dementia and was having trouble. And I was holding his hand. I can still feel it. The nurse was changing. They were changing the duty of the nurses. And she said to my father, "Bob, are you frightened?" Now, my father had not said a word the whole night I was there. And I didn't think he could process that question with the way he was thinking at that point. But he said right away, "Yes, I am. But I have faith." lesson from my father. Amen.